FM. Stay relevant and up to date. This is 101.9 High FM.
So nice to open in with a nice song in the morning. So that's Stevie Wonder, Once in My Life. Once in My Life, Once in My Life. So the time is now 9:08, and we all here. I hope you're here with us. It's a meeting with a porn star. How do you call it? The date with a porn star. So for that, we've got with us Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm fine. I'm recovering from last night.
I thought you were going to say I'm a recovering alcoholic.
No. I just, it was quite a nice event last night.
Was it?
Launch of the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz, which opens tonight at the Sandton Convention Center with Cassandra Wilson and David Sanborn and the Horn Summit, which will be paying tribute to the late Hugh Masekela. So they had all the artists there last night and had speeches, and the mayor of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba, was there, and we had a chat. I've known him for quite a while. So it was interesting. It's just nice being there.
I love those events, you know, when you rub shoulders with all the important people. Leo, how are you doing?
I wouldn't mind a couple of tenders for Mr. Mashaba.
I'll see what I can do.
I think he's putting things right. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think he's putting right. Well, with whatever, you know, you have to work with something. And after somebody, your predecessor, was raping the system for 24 years, you can't do nothing in a year. But he's doing. At least the roads are getting better. Roads are better.
There's less
traffic lights off, you know, that it's not working.
That's not him. This is Eskom.
No.
Eskom. Eskom is getting better, you're saying?
That's maintenance, and that's fixing problems in time, and that's... Yeah. Not taking the money to your pocket and doing something with it.
All the money to your pocket.
Putting all your money in your pocket.
You know what grandparents used to say. You have to eat.
Somebody have to eat. We have to eat.
What's happening in background? I hear music.
We're putting the Black Keys. Black Keys. You know, that's our music.
Some music from the Pornstars South Africa promo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It was nice.
And it's called Golden the Ceiling.
Golden Ceiling. And we played it yesterday. And you know what we discussed yesterday? We discussed you doing the dishes at home.
And Freddie Mercury.
So do you discuss it while I'm not here?
No,
so I can't defend myself.
I thought you were listening. Yeah,
we you couldn't
defend yourself. Even if I'm listening, I can't respond.
We're taking all the skeletons out of the cupboard in one time.
Shake them up.
Yeah. And we've got with us as well, Moshe Starogad. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well. Beautiful.
Are you doing well?
Yes.
It's a beautiful morning, I must say. They said the weekend's going to be even warmer, which makes my life better.
I don't want it warmer. I want it like this.
I tell you, I want to discuss something that's busy happening. We all were talking about the Vaal River and whatever is happening on the Vaal River. And apparently, yesterday, someone was talking about it.
Ooh.
On government level or, I don't know, municipality level, but they were talking about it. So I think it was government level. And it makes my heart a bit faster because really thinking that somebody want to do something about that matter, that's going to be very good for us, because to neglect that particular natural acid that we have, and not to neglect to make it full of poo. Yeah,
make it undisposable.
Let me tell you, E. coli is a human feces. And the amount of E. coli in the Vaal River and the section that in Vereeniging section is about between 20 and 40,000. That's how they measure it, between 20 and 40,000. And the maximum possible to swim is 400.
True.
Maximum. What I'm saying, maximum, 400 is dangerous already. So we've got 40,000. Think about that. So that's basically swimming pool. So, yeah. We've got another two tickets to give. We've got another two tickets to give away. And after the song, I'm going to... Peter was going to ask you another question. And you can call us on 061-891... And 8951019. So it's 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us 34519. And yeah, just listen to the after the. I want to put some song that I actually forgot about. I'm sure you guys forgot about as well. Many years ago. And we beg, thank you for staying with us. I hope you liked Earth, Wind and Fire. That was one of the best.
Awesome.
I mean, from Smoke on the Water to this song, it's like a different.
From Smoke on the Water?
That's do you remember? I mean, when you listen to Smoke on the Water and we listen to this song, it's like two different bands.
But why?
I mean, this is such
different.
A light and nice and airy song. And Smoke on the Water is like a
right.
Yeah,
very
Roy,
hard.
But Roy, let me just
yeah.
Smoke on the Water is Deep Purple.
Yes,
it's not Earth, Wind and Fire.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yes,
that's why. Listen to Deep Purple. I have all the albums and all the songs. Sound like this.
They were here.
Oof. Awesome.
They played at the Rand Easter show.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening on the activity on my activity thing is. Clive was sent a message previously. It says that I think 34% of Republicans are asking Trump to
34 senators, I think.
34 senators. Yeah, 34 senators are asking to assist again the countries that assist terrorists, and some more Democrats are asking to start paying back the same money as they used to pay. The America used to all the aid. They don't want him to stop the aid to the Palestinian Authority. We all know what the Palestinian Authority is doing with this money. They basically take the money and build beautiful homes to the leaders.
To the leaders, and living luxury.
And line their pockets with millions and millions of dollars while the people are suffering. And definitely they don't put it into education. Definitely don't put it into anything else. So we've got again the same quiz that yesterday. 0618951019. Our SMS number is 34519. Please, Peter, tell us.
I'm going to ask another question. Just change it a little. Last night I spoke about night school with Kevin Hart, the little diminutive American comedian who's very coarse, very vulgar, but he seems to have hit a niche, and a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people, follow him. And the film's called Night School. It's about a guy named Teddy Walker who's a dropout from school. He suffers from dyslexia, and he can't learn, and he gets a job as a salesman selling barbecue equipment. And he's doing very well at it. Eventually, he's got a beautiful girlfriend, and he proposes to the girlfriend in the shop one night when the owner's away. They've got a fire going, and he opens champagne, and the cork hits one of the gas things, and it goes up, and the whole shop blows up. He survives, but he's without a job. But he can't get a job because he doesn't have the GED, which he needs. In America, you need that certificate in order to get a decent job. So by day, he works in a chicken franchise called Christian Chicken. As a chicken, they dress him up as a chicken. He stands on the side of the road. We've seen them here in Joburg advertising, you know, the place. And at night, he's at night school, and there's a lot of misfits at night school. And he interacts with them, and it's very funny what happens. They try and steal the exam papers, and the teacher is Tiffany Haddish. And she's done quite a few. She's also a comedian. And the two interaction is quite amusing. So the actor's name is Kevin. I've given you his surname. So if you'd like to just send us an SMS or send us an...
We've got two pairs of tickets to give away.
Yes.
Another two pairs.
It's from New Metro. And I must just tell you that the tickets, I'll send you the Mobi codes. You've got to go to the box office. You can't do it online. You've got to take the Mobi code. You've got to go to your New Metro, your nearest New Metro, and give it to the box office and say you were in Porn Stars in the movie slot and on Chai FM. And you've got your two Mobi codes, and you can get your tickets. And You can see the movie in the normal 2D and 3D cinemas and the VIP now, but you can't see it in the 4DX Extreme. And so you must just be aware of that. And you can't see a film that's just been released, the week of release. So T's and C's do apply here, and please observe it. Thank you.
All right, 0618951019, and the SMS number will be 34519. Now, Clive says, the Jews were thrown into the wind, exterminated in Europe, expelled from Arabia. This vibrant democracy called Israel, sitting amidst a sea of failed states. How it sticks in the throat of the anti-Semite after all they endured. How dare the Jews succeed? How do we dare succeed? How do we dare doing it? How do we dare? You're right, huh? Right. We must be some. Anyway, Sturridge, yesterday, almost a goal. You haven't seen it? I went, I tried to find a pirate. No copy. I tried to find a pirate stream, which I found. A pirate stream.
To watch the match.
And I managed. We've got one winner already.
So you watched the game and we didn't watch, but you watched Liverpool.
You couldn't believe
lose. It. Sturridge, I still didn't saw Liverpool.
Sturridge was in front of the goalkeeper, past the goalkeeper, comfortably. The goalkeeper was six meters.
And what happened?
Behind him.
Behind him. He was next to open goal, and he kicked it out.
He missed.
Yeah, that's a...
He missed.
At the weekend, there was another match where a guy missed an open goal.
Now, that was more open than anything
I know.
That was like a penalty without a goalkeeper. I mean, that was like,
which
really?
Match was it? Do you remember which match? What I mean, there were like six matches over the weekend.
No, I haven't seen that. I don't know. I actually don't know. But this one really hit me. And let me give you a little bit more. So we've got, what do we have? We've got Tottenham. Tottenham drew with Watford, but then they won on penalties
4-2. They won on penalties. Okay. Arsenal won.
Lachens against Barca. La Barca lost. Barcelona lost 2-1
after they were 1 up. Coutinho scored a goal. I watched the game. It was an amazing game.
It was a good game.
Then Leganes came out of nowhere and scored 2 goals in 1 minute. 52 and 53 minutes.
Yeah.
Into the game. And that was... Barcelona couldn't come back. Now, the story of the match, like the story of the Champions match that Barcelona played. Gerard Piqué. He is out of place. He is over the top. He need to go, and he need to go now. Not the next season, not in the winter.
Is it so bad?
Now. If they want to do anything, he is. He's not supposed to be there.
For the last 10 years, Barcelona didn't have a defense.
No, not like that.
Since Puyol left.
But they still...
No defense.
But they still managed to win and not to get too many goals.
Yeah.
But you can't only score goals, and yesterday you saw it. Piqué is horrible. In the last 3-4 games that I watched, he's not supposed to be there. He's not to this level.
All right, so then we've got Arsenal and Brentford. Arsenal 1-3-1.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Real Madrid lost 3-0 too.
That was also an awesome
Sevilla,
game.
3-0.
Sevilla blitzed them in the beginning of the game. Real Madrid couldn't do anything. And they just scored and scored and scored.
I believe Man United also lost. That was Tuesday. And you told me today, and I couldn't believe it.
But that was a confrontation between Pogba and Mourinho.
No. But the confrontation, yes. But the story of the match is who is the Stanford? Who they played against?
I don't know.
An unknown team.
Okay, it's a team from the second
league. But who is
the coach?
Frank Lampard.
That play against Mourinho.
Oh, it was Derby County.
Derby County.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who? Frank Lampard is the coach.
Yeah, Frank Lampard is
and
the coach.
And he played against Mourinho.
And Harry Wilson put a goal.
Yes, but Frank Lampard, he's Mourinho's boy. Mourinho brought him to Chelsea, and he was blossoming under Mourinho. Mm. And now it's the first game that he played against
from
him.
Second league. So no, I don't want to laugh at him, but...
The pupil beat the teacher.
Yeah. It's not that hard to beat Mourinho these days.
Eh? No, it's not.
He's frustrated, and you know, everybody...
Yeah,
but
if you watch Manchester United play, they just... And I'm sure Manchester United supporters will agree with me. it's not nice. It's not pleasant to the eye. It was last year the same. Mourinho is playing very defensively with this bus system.
You always play defensively, but one more thing. Don't write them off.
I'm not writing them off.
I'm not their supporter, but don't write them off. They've got a good team.
Listen.
They are not playing right at the moment. But
Manchester United play horrible soccer and got maybe 10 championships with playing horrible soccer. So I never write them off. They have a lot of what I call the luck factor or the Ferguson factor that gives them something extra. Yes, 100%. But otherwise, no.
Tell me something. Can I just interrupt?
Yeah.
The League Cup, that's what they're playing for.
Yes.
Which teams qualify? Is it the first, the Premiership? Everybody.
It's everyone.
And then the FA Cup?
The FA Cup is every team in England.
Also. Yes.
The League Cup is the two first leagues.
Yes.
Now, this the first league,
the which is the Premiership.
The Premiership is only starting in the last 32.
The later stages.
The latest stages.
I want to go. I want to go to some other subjects because our time's running out. The time is now 9:29. By the way, today's Thursday already, and we're going to Friday and Saturday just now and unprepared. Let me tell you why. Although today's the 27th September, which is
twenty seventh
September already. Believe it or not, do you remember January? It was yesterday.
Yeah.
No, right.
And
so Balotelli, what can you say about Balotelli Dlamini? She will find out today if she'll have to pay personally, if she'll personally have to pay for her social grand saga or scandal. What do you say?
Scandal.
Scandal. Yeah.
How much is that?
It's a pretty bob. I mean, she'll have to pay for legal fees. Now, if she's going to pay for it, then I'll be happy. I think I'll be happy because she created a big, big problem. Do you remember what happened?
So that's when they moved all these old age people, was that it?
No, it wasn't.
Which was
old age?
No.
They didn't pay the grant.
Oh, it was then.
They didn't pay the grant. But anyway, I'm sure she put in her pocket. Look, I don't want to blame, but I'm sure she put in her pocket a couple of bucks. Don't you think so?
So, but she don't want to pay for legal...
No.
I don't think she won't pay, believe me. Somebody will pay for her.
You think so?
Because she is, first of all, she's the chairman of the Women's League.
Oh, really? Oh, good. So now I can see the old feed. So 34 Senate Democrats urged Trump to restore aid to terrorists. Two-thirds of Democrats in the Senate and third of the entire body signed a letter to the U.S. President Donald Trump urging him to reinstate assistance to the Palestinians. That was the one I missed. Because I've got a problem here with the colony, with that stuff. So, let me see here. What do we have? All right. So now I wanted to talk. So Dlamini, hopefully she'll pay for it because we had enough paying for the stuff that that our lovely government is doing.
Who else? You know who we missed yesterday?
Who?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk a couple of words about Mr. Cosby.
Let me tell you something. For me, he was, and many people will hate me for it, was one of the best comedians, best storyteller.
He was a storyteller.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And he still is, but there's another
side. I can tell it to another, and I can tell it to a bunch of inmates.
They love him there.
And believe me, he will have fun there, I'm
he
sure.
He came to Sun City about 10 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah, he did a concert. He sat in a chair and a sofa. I was there.
Yeah,
he sat in the sofa and he told stories, and that's what he does. And that's what he does.
Do you remember,
best.
Roy? Do you remember when Eddie Murphy in his show Raw imitates Bill Cosby? That he said that one of his boys came to see Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And he say all the F words.
Yeah.
Why are you talking like this?
So state capture inquiry is continuing in Parktown this morning. And apparently the bank says that the officials tried some ANC officials tried to stop the banks from cutting ties with the Guptas of the time, and Gupta links companies, obviously. Somebody was speaking today, I think it was the former public enterprises, Barbara Hogan. She was speaking, I think, today. And I think it's Police Minister Becky Sele says that a specialized gang unit will combat Cape Town crime. African Development Bank will invest $2.4 billion in agriculture. They didn't say where.
Yeah.
They didn't say where.
It's going into the ground.
No, it's definitely where, not in Africa.
$24 billion they're going to invest. All right, good. In a period of a year, between 2017-2018, in the period of last year, Gauteng is voted to be the crime capital of the nation with 470,000 reported serious crimes. Listen to me. 470,000 reported.
And you heard what
serious crimes.
Mayor Mashaba said.
What did he say?
He said that they're gonna the municipality gonna start in releasing the crime stats.
All right.
To put pressure on the police because the municipality can't really do anything about it.
Medical.
So what they can is it's the SAPS responsibility. So they said they're gonna release the crime stat every month to put pressure on the SAPS to do better.
I think they have to. I really think they have to, and it's about time that somebody does anything about that stuff. Do you remember that one?
Stay relevant and up to date. Keep you informed. This is 101.9 High FM.
Although we like it, but we have to come back. I hope you're enjoying our line of music today. The Doors, Light My Fire. So what I want to say is, if we're talking about rape, it's a horrible crime, really horrible crime. And but maybe we got some women listening to us. Why would you wait 15, 20 years? For that matter, a year or a day. Why would you wait so long to go report this crime? Why? What is the problem? Maybe being a man, I'm not in the right position, but I can always ask the question.
Roy, do you think there's a stigma attached to reporting it and how the police treat a rape victim? I mean, that's always been a moot point over the years. You know, I've seen so many movies and documentaries where a woman goes in to report it, and the way they've got to be sympathetic and they've got to do all these different tests and get the evidence of what happened. And it's quite emotional and quite...
Listen, it's not funny. If you get to go through something like this as a woman, you're not allowed even to shower. You need to go straight to the hospital. They need to check. There's a special test. There's a special kit. They need to put
because another life's another man's life is in stake. So you have to respect that if you claim that someone has raped you, you have to give the correct respect and say, you know what, this guy raped me. Oh, I'm not going to shower. I'm going to go. I'm going to wash. I'm going to go and do the whole procedure, making sure
the police the right tools to go and deal with it, and not just to tell after 20 years when there's no witnesses, there's nobody that remember this day or these days or this even this period.
100%. And think about
much harder.
Think about something which is actually worse than that. Is we think about. We think about why would a woman wait? Why would a woman wait 20 years? Because it's very difficult for them, and I understand it's difficult. I really do understand it's difficult, but wouldn't it be 20 years later more difficult? I mean, people will really come to you and say, "Really, you waited 20 years now to tell us this story?" I mean, why? I mean, really? I mean, make me understand. Somebody must call in or SMS us. Give us some idea. I mean, why would you wait 20 years or 15 years or 1 year for that matter, or 1 day for that matter? I don't know.
We should get someone on the show, psychologist or someone to talk through.
Maybe
it.
Maybe we must.
And something, you know, from that aspect.
Maybe we must. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby hasn't done what he's done. I'm not saying that. I like him as an artist. It was great while he was raping, apparently. but
that's a side to him that you only learn now. And you're not, I'm sure that you're not agreeing with this side of him.
No, but I want
to. As a human being.
What I don't understand, I really would like to understand, is why would a woman would put herself into, call it misery, for 20 years before she says, now, it's about time I'm going to report it. And how would they get documents to show that he raped her 20 years ago. I mean, he can say no, and, you know, there's all circumstantial evidence that there won't be real evidence anymore. I mean, obviously there won't be any more evidence.
It's almost his word against her word.
Yes, almost, you know, almost. But maybe they'll say because they take five people, it all happened to them. But maybe they gang against him. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but you have to respect the judge and his decision.
I'm sure they know what they do.
Exactly.
But you know what, so, like, Israeli president was accused of...
I don't think they did that... to show off, because it's Bill Cosby, so we're going to give him and show off.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he have enough evidence.
On the other hand...
He got 3 to 10 years. It's not a joke.
On the other hand, his attorney straight away a racist and a sexist triumph.
For sure. What do you think
he's going to do? You need to do anything you can for your client, and that's what the lawyers do. You know the difference between lawyers and God.
No idea. It's all the difference in the world.
God don't think he's a lawyer.
Yeah. So, this is right. And my questions are, why do you wait so long? If somebody can give us an answer. 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. 34519. That's our SMS line. So, see if somebody can tell us something about that. And what I think about Trump? Trump was starring at the UN Assembly, and he said that he will ask from countries to contribute for their defense. So we're not going to pay anymore. They say, but the Americans, we're not going to pay for your defense anymore. You must help yourselves too. That's number one. Number two. He says that the United States will cut to 25% their help, their assistance to the UN. That's another new thing that he's putting in. Also he says he's not going to allow the OPEC countries to extort their other countries with the energy prices. He says America is will stand on its two legs, and they've got more than enough to supply the world with natural gas and oil. So I think it's a different approach here. They want to reduce the gas prices. They want to put all the dictatorships. They want to put them back on their knees, and I think democracy will rule. God help.
Well, God knows we need it in South Africa because petrol prices over here.
And they said next. Someone told me, maybe I'm mistaken, that next week it's going to go up to one rand 25.
More than one rand. Now they're talking about more than 2 rand. I don't know what's going on.
Really?
And I really don't want to know.
You know what? It's not a problem. I wouldn't mind driving a bicycle. I really wouldn't mind. The only thing is they're going to kill me. So you have to ride a tin thing, something that you locked inside.
A ride. You ride a bicycle, yes. Can you imagine?
Did you watch the news over the weekend?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that riding a car is much more safer.
Why?
I don't know. I heard some news
about
in South Africa about people that ride a car and still got...
What? Murdered.
Murdered.
So many
robbed.
People called me. So listen what happened. So many people called me and says, Roy, do you know the guy? So, yes, I know the guy, and here publicly I'm saying I know the guy. So we did business together. He was a nice guy. He was really a nice guy. It was no problem for me.
Is this the guy who got shot?
That's the guy who got shot.
George, what is his name?
George Mialovich. He was not a bad guy. He was a nice guy. I knew him personally, and he was a pleasant person. I can't say anything bad about him. I don't know what he's done and what no way he got involved with, but I hope it was just a mistake, to be honest with you. So, yes, I knew the guy. And, in my business, it's like we know a lot of people. Yeah. What more I want to say? I don't know if you remember that one.
We got two winners, though.
We've got two winners. You remember that one?
Yes.
So I'm going to put that song. And this is Letterbox. And we're back. So the time is now 9:48. And... We're going to start our descent. Ooh. We had so many things to talk about today. Most of them not very interesting. Some of them are interesting. But the most interesting stuff was, I think, the soccer. Then hopefully, in Sunday, we're playing Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday.
So on Sunday, hopefully, we're going to win Chelsea.
Game.
Yeah,
I really beat them. Beat them.
Okay, beat. We thank will. You. You know, I like to have, how do you call it?
Echo.
A pocket dictionary. Whatever I say, yes, to go. Yeah, that's a bad thing to do. Yeah.
I thought beat someone is like when you beat him.
Doesn't mean you still beat him.
Gone. Still yeah, but in English, even when you win 1-0, it's beating. I beat you.
So you don't have to beat him with a
no,
with a
but like at least you can beat 3-4 goals to beat him, to give him some.
I'm just repeating what you're saying. What did you say, actually?
Exactly. So with what we talked about today, we talked about the state capture. We talked about the loss of Liverpool and the other big teams like Barcelona and Real and Manchester United.
Yeah. At least we're going to have a nice opening to the weekend.
Yeah. So, you know, about the inquiry. So the banks, you know, the banking was talking about the inquiry, how do you call it? The national inquiry.
You know, last night I was listening to a talk between Bill Clinton and Cyril Ramaphosa.
Ah, and Bill Cosby, yeah.
Bill, yeah.
And Cyril Ramaphosa says, listen, definitely I promise there'll be no land grab.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
And so he also said in another forum, he said that let us Africans do it our way. We
in
know
African
what
way,
do.
Yeah.
In African
way. No, but you know, even Trump, Donald Trump, he said, the people who are not going to help us, we're not going to help them.
100%.
Now, South Africa got a bit of a problem. They are going to be now on the National Council of the UN.
Yeah.
And they're voting against America. So how can you come later on to ask for help?
They won't help them.
No, they won't.
So you know what I mean? So it's a catch-22 of
it. It's not a catch-22. It's you do the right thing, you get the right thing. It's exactly what happened to Erdogan. After he's been told to release that priest, he didn't release the priest. The prices went double. So the taxes went double. And he's right now he's currency is in, but they've got big problems, got huge problems. We've got huge problems as well because we are in the same market as we're in emerging market, exactly the same as Turkey.
And not only this, because we became the local market is very uncertain. People don't know what's going on. You know, I spoke to some people, they are afraid to invest.
No,
they're
nobody
just
wants
waiting,
to
waiting. Let's see what's happening. We are not, you know, just jumping into because
definitely.
We don't know what.
And you're talking about people from South Africa. Think about what we actually need, investors from overseas.
We need investors from overseas. But before we do that, we need good marketing to market our country better. How do you do that? By opening your doors for good tourism. Now, when you open your doors for good tourism, you make people see the beautiful country. The beautiful country, they see it, they come back home, they say, you know what, that's a place I want to live in. That's a place I want to raise my kids. That's a place I want to open my factory. Things are nice, people are nice, but right now they come back and say, yo, I was robbed twice. That's not a good marketing for a country. Yeah. We need to lock up and go, all right? Yes, we need to lock up and go. Before we do that, I'd like to put a song. I think you're going to like it. You know, I'm sure you're going to like it. And I'm going to say goodbyes with this song.
Guys, so have a great weekend. Happy...
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Yeah.
And? Torah. And what else? I don't know.
You said it all, yeah.
We've got winners. Don't send any more. We've got winners. You're going to take the winners.
Yes.
Moshe, good word.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Shabbat Shalom.